Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Kenney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Bean. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Bean. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. There goes Kenny. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Fred Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blomberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. White moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonson. White moves to third. Blomberg moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. White scores. Blomberg moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Fred Bean. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Kloster now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Egan moves to second. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kloster fields it and throws to third for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to third. Bonson moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Morales scores. Bonson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Reichardt fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Reichardt. Blomberg goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Yankees. Terry Forster now pitching. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and has Munson trapped. There's the throw to Andrews, who tags Munson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Forster. Kenny goes all the way around to score. Allen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Yankees. Al Kloster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kloster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Yankees. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Clark steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Torres strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Terry Forster. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Kelly moves to second. It's Yankees, 8, White Sox, 8. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly scores. It's 9-8, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews bunts towards first. Blomberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. May scores. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. 2 outs. It's 10-8, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Rich Gossage now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Alvarado moves to second. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. 1 out. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton is walked intentionally. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage strikes out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 10-9, White Sox. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. White moves to second. It's Yankees, 10, White Sox, 10. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Munson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Blomberg moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to home to get White. Blomberg moves to third. Munson moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to home to get Blomberg. Munson moves to third. Kenny moves to second. Two outs. Gene Michael pinch hits for Rich Hinton. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Egan and he is safe. White steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kenny hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sparky Lyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyle strikes out. 2 outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Clark steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kenny fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Munson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-10, Yankees. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Kenny moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Lyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyle hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of John Stone. Lyle reaches second base with a double. Kenny scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-10, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-5 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyle scores. That run is unearned. It's 15-10, Yankees. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Clark steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 18-10, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 5 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 18, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Chuck Brinkman pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 18, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.